Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As we know, at this moment in history, there's a nationwide focus on exactly who's remembered and honored with public statues, and many statues of Confederate figures have been taken down. In Newmarket, New Hampshire, there's a push to erect a statue to honor a black man who supporters say played a key but forgotten role in American history. Reporter Sean Hurley has our story.
Healthcare reporter Brian Ward is black and 28 and lives in Newmarket. He says he's never seen a statue honoring a person of color his entire life, but then takes it back.
I do remember one black statue. It was Louis Armstrong at the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans. I think that was the first and only black statue I've ever seen.
Ward knows there are others. Martin Luther King Jr. in Washington, D.C., Jackie Robinson at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. But are there any statues featuring black Americans that aren't tied to race, music, or sports, he asks.
It can't just be, oh, we have a great black American. Can we just treat anyone who did something good for America in the same light? And if we just look at the straight numbers, it's all white statues right now, and, you know, we could add a few more.
If Newmarket councilor and restaurant owner John Kuiper, who is white, has his way, a statue honoring a great black American and former town resident, Wentworth Cheswell, will soon be commissioned.
The first battle of the Revolution was not in Concord. It was actually technically in Portsmouth, first sort of, like, engagement with the British troops at Newcastle, and that Wentworth Cheswell was the first person to round up people and in some ways instigated this first battle of the Revolution.
John Kuiper first learned of Cheswell from a friend, local English teacher John Herman.
His race is definitely part of the story. He has the same racial background as Sally Hemings, who was the slave of Thomas Jefferson, but he was free. His father was free. His grandfather was a slave who was freed in 1716.
Herman first read about Cheswell on the historical marker at the Cheswell Cemetery a decade ago, and has been pursuing him with difficulty ever since. There are no books about Cheswell, no authentic paintings or renderings, but Cheswell created the first library in town, wrote Newmarket's history, and is known as New Hampshire's first archaeologist.
He was the moderator, the assessor, he was a town councilman, he was a school board member, he was the school teacher, he was the coroner, he served almost every single year of his life, right up into his death. He was a judge. He was justice of the peace.
When he was voted in as town constable in 1768, at the age of 22, Cheswell became the first African-American to hold elected office in the United States. Like Paul Revere, Cheswell was a member of the Committee of Safety and rode from secret meetings delivering messages through the woods on horseback, earning him the dubious nickname, the Black Paul Revere.
People forget that what we know of Paul Revere comes from a poem that was written to get people involved in the Civil War years later. A fictionalized thing. Paul Revere was court-martialed and he was accused of being a coward. He had a horrible end to the American Revolution. But Wentworth Cheswell, I would put him on the horse. Put him warning people that the British are coming.
Darianne Bogus would too.
That should be the American story that we honor, you know, that we look and say, wow, that's the hero story.
Bogus is executive director of the Black Heritage Trail in Portsmouth, where she focuses on bringing forgotten black history in New Hampshire to light. She helped get a statue of Harriet Wilson, the first black woman to publish a novel in North America, put up in Milford in 2006. And that was just a start.
There are so many rich stories of African and African-American life here that we just don't know about. So many people in our state that we could honor, and their names like Cheswell should be much more known for what they accomplished. His name should be everywhere, right? How then do we forget those names?
The Harriet Wilson statue in Milford, Bogus says, is one way to make sure we remember.
So, you know, having these monuments not only creates that visible memory of that person, but it also creates that story of a more welcoming community.
Councilor John Kuiper says it was shortly after the recent Black Lives Matter movement began and statues started coming down that he had a thought.
I think it's one of those things you don't think that much about, you know, until people start tearing them down and lighting them on fire, and then you think, you know, what statues shouldn't we have, but what statues should we have?
Kuiper contacted a monument company and was told that for around $35,000, he could have a full-size bronze statue of Cheswell made and delivered anywhere he liked in town. Raising that money won't be an issue, he says.
You know, I feel like the biggest debate is going to be over where. You know, and there's a number of good spots around the library particularly that would be cool. The idea of building a monument to him is just, you know, there's never been a better time than now, I guess, to do it.
If all goes to plan, the Cheswell Monument would become the second statue honoring a black American that Newmarket resident Brian Ward lays his eyes on.
You know, it kind of makes me feel better when I have an idea of having a statue of someone being able to point and say, yeah, my people have been here, we've contributed here, we're not the outsider, we're not the interloper, we're also part of America, we're part of New Hampshire.
That was Sean Hurley reporting. The hope is to have the statue unveiled in Newmarket, New Hampshire next April, which marks 275 years since Cheswell's birth.